And this is Late Night with Deanne on RBN Live. Folks, I want to announce here, too, I've been working with the issue of POW-MIAs, and I would like your assistance and help in that. We're working to look for our missing men in action. Various wars going back as far as World War II, in fact, in various countries. So if you can get involved, please do. Call me at 630-812-0171, 630-812-0171. Now, I want to also mention in this broadcast, before I bring Alfred back up, there's several levels of this going on. We have the issue of the infliction of war crimes against the Iraqi people. We have the infliction of huge amounts of radioactive material on the world, not only in the Middle East, but the stuff is floated around to various places on this planet. The radiation has also affected our troops, our men coming back home. There is an infliction right now with our men coming back home from overseas. Missing limbs, women coming back with missing limbs, and the fact that when they come here, there is absolutely no type of ways or means that they have proper medical care because they have to wait 130 days or more to get assistance. These military men are being terrorized, too. Now, we have terrorists at all levels in this game since September 11. Before it was bin Laden, now we have terrorized a whole nation, a whole group of people, and pointed fingers to them and basically said that they were criminals. And it's seeming like now from September 11th on, the criminal has actually come to face to be here in the United States. Aspects of it is. We also have the situation of our people that are in New York and various other places that were all a part of these different terrorist acts going from Waco, Ruby Ridge, Oklahoma City, the World Trade Center, all of them part of the terrorist act that was allegedly coming out of bin Laden, now was surfacing in multitudes of alleged terrorist cells, which we are finding out now they are false. And the thing is really scary is that everybody has come forward to try to bring over the evidence, truth, and fact out in the United States has been either terrorized as whistleblowers without judicial process, without rule of law. But now we have a basis of having something done, which is through this international tribunal, a people's tribunal. And I'm wondering, I'm going to ask Alfred, is there a way that we should be doing a tribunal here in the United States of these other crimes and hideous misconducts that have been affixed from this administration?
Well, you know, there have been various efforts of tribunals to be started. One of my fellow speakers at Kuala Lumpur is the former congresswoman from Georgia, Cynthia McKinney, and she was at Kuala Lumpur, at Malaysia, at this war crimes conference. And she, of course, now has a lawsuit going for electoral fraud because she was fraudulently deprived of her congressional seat in Georgia through manipulation of the vote. There were the officials there allowed improperly allowed voters who could not vote to vote, and in many, many different ways did that. And I believe that she is now on a tribunal to look into the war crimes that were committed against the people of New Orleans at Hurricane Katrina, and that was an act of war. That was a war crime.
Well, we're going to have to stop you here. We're going to break again, and we'll be right back with Alfred Weber. Callers, 800-313-9443.
World War III, rising fuel prices, financial collapse, trucker strike, North American Union. Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect product to complete your preparations. Stove offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school. Working at home? Doing what? It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website EarnMoneyAtHome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you did one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, right now.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Lost little girl.
Hi, we're back, and it's DM. We're on late night with the on RVM Live .com during the week, Monday through Friday. I'm on Truth Radio from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And, folks, we want to welcome both Pal Talk, and we're also on Buenos Aires Radio every week now. It's going to be connected to Truth Radio from 6 to 7, and we're also going to be connected there every Saturday night. And welcome that radio broadcast here. Thank you, Claudia, by the way. And we are here with Alfred Weber. He is a distinguished panel member of this international tribunal in regards to war crimes, Iraqi war crimes in the Bush administration. Now, Alfred, what do you feel will happen with the next level of this in the war crimes? Do you think that this will move into the international court ever, or it will not?
Well, I think that this, it's very, very, very important for us to go step by step, and we call this the war crimes justice movement, because citizens now. The tactic of the International War Crimes Racketeering Organization that run the permanent war economy is to they're carrying out a global depopulation strategy and have multiple means to carry out their strategy of depopulating the world by at least one-third of the present population, which is 2 billion people. And that's amply documented. You only need to go back to some of the official documents put out in the Carter administration and by Dr. Henry Kissinger when he was Secretary of State, and go back to the official documents put out by the Club of Rome, which is the propaganda outlet of the Bilderberger Group, at whose 1954 charter meeting and its three organizing committees, its first order of business was a depopulation strategy, almost on a Malthusian basis.
Now, what is the reason for this need for depopulation?
It doesn't make any sense except from a distorted, elitist view. For example, the purpose is if you have a distorted sense that the pie is limited on the planet, which it is not, then you adopt such strategies in order to concentrate wealth upward and in order to demote and degrade the level of standard of most of the world's population down to a second tier status, such that, for example, one of the depopulation strategies in Africa is the use of ethnic-specific bioweapons such as AIDS. And by depopulating Africa, the belief is then that the enormous mineral wealth of Africa would devolve upward into the hands of a financial elite that is based principally in London and in North America. So it's basically a way to have wealth go upward. It's a very elitist, very structured, very static view of the world. So that
one comment I'd like to make:
we have to bring it back to these charges. Now, let me go on with the sixth charge. These are six of nine charges, and I think it's very important because this is where we're holding the feet to the fire, and I believe that justice is going to come upon these people. The sixth charge of before the Kuala Lumpur War Crimes Commission is that Bush, Blair, and Howard have fraudulently manipulated the United Nations and the Security Council, as well as corrupting its members to commit crimes against peace and war times, i.e., here we have a charge that the governments of the United States, the UK, Australia, and really what is manipulating them, which is a war crimes racketeering organization behind these heads of state that manipulate the organs of international order like the United Nations and the Security Council, and have corrupted them so as to force them to commit the crime against peace, which is the final crime of Nuremberg. If we go back to and look at the structure of the International War Crimes Racketeering Organization, we can define it very simply. It has roots in North America, in the UK, and in Europe. And in North America, very simply, it's almost an oversimplification, but this identifies it from legal standards. It's the Rockefeller organizations and the Rockefeller-controlled corporations, the organizations, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, organizations of that ilk. The Rockefeller-controlled Defense Industries, Westinghouse, GE, and the business of pushing nuclear power, nuclear weapons, depleted uranium. Secondly, it's the secret societies, one of which is centered in the university that I went, received a Bachelor of Science in, went to law school there, received a degree in international law, and I actually taught there, and that's Yale University. And the name of that secret society is Skull and Bones. And the secret name of Skull and Bones is the Brotherhood of Death. And President George W. Bush is a member of the Brotherhood of Death, as is his father, former President George H.W. Bush, and his father, Prescott Bush. And it was Prescott Bush and Averell Harriman, another member of the Brotherhood of Death, i.e. Skull and Bones, who through the Union Bank and Brown Brothers Harriman funded both the Bolsheviks by sending over counterfeit plates to print U.S. dollars, and the Nazis in 1923 through Fritz Thyssen through the Union Bank. So they were manipulating both fascism and communism and capitalism to create that permanent war economy extravaganza known as World War III, where 100 million people lost their lives and they made their fortunes.
Well, so I want to stop you right here, Alfred, for 1 minute, because I think John wanted to chime in with a question. We have a caller.
Sure.
John, did you have a question here?
Well, I'm a little concerned. If you were, for instance, as they're saying we need to have, the population because the world can't handle it, we have such as free energy sources. One was invented, if you go to seawatercar.yahoo.com, you'll see a free hydrogen fuel cell invented in the Philippines. And at that picture, you'll see the leader, Marcos, who is trying to promote this free energy, clean energy, and he's being fought by the World Bank, as he actually tells it on the video. And bottom line is the World Banks and whatnot made him look like a treacherous dictator and destroyed him. And so as you have this panel, you're, again, as you're trying to bring justice to these people can quickly, they seem to have the power to turn it around and vandalize you and, make you look terrible when the truth of the matter is it's the opposite of what's going on and what you're presenting.
Well, look, we're just citizens. We are just citizens who are taking the power of natural law back into our hands. All citizens' tribunals, including the Kuala Lumpur Citizens' Tribunal, the Brussels Tribunal, the original Vietnam War Tribunal that was convened by Lord Bertram Russell, the Tokyo Tribunal for War Crimes in Afghanistan, they are convened under what in jurisprudence we call natural law. And natural law is a force in nature. It's part of the natural order as much as time and space are part of the natural order. It's what makes justice justice, i.e. justice exists on Earth, justice exists on the Moon, justice exists on Mars. And our actions by following proper procedures will result in justice at some level.
We're stopping you here, Alfred, and we're going to break. A caller will bring you right up after this break, 800-313-9443. The Dan Brody Show will be right back.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up 2,000 square square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have perfect products to complete your preparations. For the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released CD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
People who use Cardivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cardivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cardivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cardivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cardivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken's the home of all your solar needs.
Back and we're live here, and it's Late Night with Deanne on RBN Live. Callers 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Hey, Alfred, we have some callers I wanted to bring up right quick. We have JD in Arizona. JD, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, welcome. Welcome, JD.
Thank you. Yeah, this is JD with InYourFaceRadio.net. I happen to be tooling around Pal Talk when I happened on internet chat radio here with Nelson and was catching your show. And I have I've been listening for the last hour or so, and I have so many questions from Mr. Weber, I don't know where to start. I heard of a German tribunal. I wasn't aware of a Kuala Lumpur, and I knew of Brussels. Considering, and this is just my first question, considering there are so many, is there a way to consolidate that? Do you guys have, like, one link? And I want to bring up just one other thing. You talked about depopulation. We happen to be doing a lot of research on the North American Union. And on the Council for Americas, David Rockefeller happens to be an honorary chairman of that, which is pushing forward this North American Union. And I was wondering maybe if you could comment on that. And thank you.
Thank you, J.D. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Alfred?
Yeah, sure. Well, no, yes. Yeah, thank you for both of those questions, which are really very, very good. As to the first question, well, there is a worldwide citizens' war crimes justice movement, and you will find that a lot of the people that were prime movers behind the Brussels Tribunal and behind the Tokyo Tribunal and I'm aware of a German conference, but, you know, perhaps of the various tribunals that took place there, at least of the Brussels Tribunal and the Tokyo Tribunal, were at the Kuala Lumpur. And this is, since these are citizens' movements, they all, they're in the process of becoming more formal, but they really are citizens' movements that, that depend on a tremendous amount of volunteer labor, and also that are tremendously targeted, as you can imagine, by the military intelligence services of the war crime states, because these are the only entities that are attempting to bring these war criminals to justice. The national courts, by and large, have failed, and they're only serving the West. The international, the organs of international justice, like the ICC, only serves the West. And now saying, well, we'll bring, they're looking into bringing an action for war crimes in Darfur, and they've, as we mentioned, overlooked 240 complaints brought for war crimes in Iraq. So we have informal email lists among the various members of the tribunals. It has not become formal enough as yet to where there are common common secretariats. And I right now the Brussels Tribunal is extremely active. They just wound up their affairs, and Belgium just became within the last month the first nation in the world to completely abolish and outlaw depleted uranium weapons. It's completely outlawed in Belgium, and that's the first nation at the nation-state level of legislation that has abolished depleted uranium weapons. Of course, depleted uranium weapons are already outlawed under international law, weapons of mass destruction. The problem is that there's no enforcement, but that's a separate issue. Now, as to the second question of depopulation, the personage of David Rockefeller being there is key. Because the Rockefeller family and the Rockefeller Foundations in the 1920s were, through the eugenics movement, were the foundations that actually funded the primary eugenics work in Germany that then led up to the eugenics laws of the Third Reich. And that's historically documented. And they have funded the population control movement, movements throughout the world as a euphemism for depopulation. David Rockefeller, who's a prime mover of the central, in the Rockefeller interests of the Central Intelligence Agency and of the Bilderberger Group, is one of the principal architects of the world depopulation policy of the International War Crimes Racketeering Organization, and deserves to be on trial for war crimes.
Okay, we're going to have to stop you, Wilbur.
We'll be right back, and we're going to be at a break, and we'll be returning. 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
World War III, rising fuel prices, financial collapse, trucker strike, North American Union. Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More stores a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves & More, we have the products to complete your preparations. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at StovesAndMoreOnline.com. Food, water, and a wood stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awake the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Index Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103. And let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out, and external Lion Jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Hi, we're back, and it's Late Night with Leanne on RBN, Monday through Friday, Truth Radio from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And, folks, I'd like to welcome in the In Your Face Radio folks, Claudia Wilson and Pal Talk. There's another group. Claudia Wilson is a radio talk show host, and she's also involved with In Your Face Radio, and that is a simulcast to my broadcast tonight. We're doing it Monday through Friday with Truth and also on Saturday here on RBN. And Claudia is out of Buenos Aires, and I welcome them to this program. Alfred, we also have another caller I want to take here. It's Chris.
Yes, hi.
Chris in Texas. Chris, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Chris. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. Alfred, I'd like to congratulate you on being selected for such an honorable position, and I wanted to ask you, what's the next step in your tribunal? I mean, now you brought these charges out to the public. Is there a way to get the accused into court? I would like to suggest setting up a fund where you could collect donations for a bounty, because I'd give my half life savings to see these guys, you know, bonded or whatever you call it, bail, get bondsmen after them. Anyway, what's the next step in the tribunal that y'all will go to? Are you still there?
Yeah, we're here. Alfred?
You know, Dan, I could just barely make out what Chris was saying, and I didn't quite get all of his questions.
Let me ask my question again.
I can hardly hear Chris. Dan, could you repeat Chris's question?
Yeah, basically, he wanted to know what kind of way can we bring Bush to justice and bring him before this tribunal? And he said he would offer up half of his life savings to do this. So the thing right. is, how do you bring Bush and Cheney and them into a courtroom and have them heard?
Okay, well, that's a very key question, Chris, and thank you for asking that. And this is going to be a process, so I want to kind of lay out different stages of the process because we're a citizens' tribunal, so we're going to allay ourselves the full advantage of the law, including natural law, but we're also going to use as much of the international criminal law and national war crimes laws as we can. So one of the principles that has been laid out for the Kuala Lumpur War Crimes Tribunal is that we are going to use, you know, all of the procedural safeguards that can be used so that this will be a completely fair proceeding, such that all of the defendants will be given all of the prerequisites of due process. They're going to be all served with legal process. If they choose not to appear, there's going to be defense counsel appointed in their stead. Now, whether or not they're going to choose to appear, that's going to be up to them. There's going to be a difference, a profound difference as to whether one of the defendants is still in government office or not. For example, former Secretary of Defense Donald H. Rumsfeld is in a very different position right now today from sitting President or Vice President Richard B. Cheney, because those two are protected by their office. But the moment that they step down, they can be fully prosecuted for the war crimes committed while they were in office. Now, the purposes of the Kuala Lumpur War Crimes Tribunal are twofold. Number one, we're prosecuting under the power of natural law, which means that, you know, we don't have the power to go out and to seize someone and to arrest them, you know, although you could argue we could do a citizen's arrest if the person weren't in office. That's a kind of a, you know, gray area. But rather, at one area, we're going to put on a world-class trial such that under the power of public opinion, everybody will know, fully documented, what the war crimes were of each of those parties that were ordered. And that will be fully documented. Now, as to then the issue of the severity of the penalty, there is where comes in two factors. One factor is what we call restorative justice. And that's the concept that has been developed here in Canada and has been applied to the war crimes issue, and it's been developed out of the First Nations Aboriginal Native American community, in which a criminal, a convicted criminal, or a person who has been brought up on charges of a crime in a First Nations or Native American community, comes under the principles of restorative justice. And that is, they have to bring the community back into balance. And so it's not just a question of a person, of taking a person and putting them into a country club cell for the rest of their lives, or even, you know, an uncomfortable cell for the rest of their lives, or even giving them the death penalty.
Yeah.
If you know, one is a supporter of the death penalty, because that does nothing to restore the harm done to the community,
right,
the harm done to the individual victims of war crimes, and the harm done to the environment, which is what depleted uranium is doing. It's ruining the environment for the next 4.5 billion years,
yeah,
and it's ruining our DNA genetic gene pool. It's terminating the human race. So
yeah, that's a good answer.
Under the principles of restorative justice, what has to happen is that the entire unjust proceeds of their actions, you know, these war profiteering has to be taken and applied to restore the full balance of the community and to restore the environment of the earth. Now, how can we do that if we're a citizens' tribunal? Well, as we said, number one, we're going to proceed the power of public opinion and the power of natural law. You know, and the law of karma, what comes around, goes around, is pretty powerful.
Yeah.
Now, secondly, as to social and criminal law, we now have, because of the International Criminal Court, 104 national courts, ranging from Chile, Argentina, Venezuela, Cuba, Spain, Germany, the Netherlands. These are countries that are used to trying war criminals. And we can go to any one of those courts, to the courts in any one of those countries, and say, look, we have a judgment here, and these are the standards under which it was tried, and this is the evidence, and we want you, in your national courts, using the power that you have under the International Criminal Court statute, to prosecute these people, and these courts have the ability to go out and seize these people. And that was proved in the case of General Augusto Pinochet in the United Kingdom, where not even the House of Lords could save Pinochet. Not even Margaret Thatcher could save Pinochet. And Pinochet was extradited from London over to Chile, where he had to stand trial as a criminal. And he died branded a criminal, a war criminal.
Yeah,
and that's what's going to happen to the likes of these people who have been cosmic losers all of their lives.
Yeah, I'd like to close with this, to David Rockefeller and Bushes and all you guys out there who are doing the evil of the evil one. The Lord of hosts is going to judge y'all. He's going to judge me and everybody. But y'all have got hell to pay. Thanks, Diane. And thank you
very much for calling in. See, the thing is, you know, this evil is being touched by everybody in the United States and abroad. It's so vast. I mean, it even touches us down to the level, Alfred, of what just happened in the Virginia Tech school. I mean, people now, I don't know, it seems that was some type of PSYOP operation, something very odd.
Yeah,
about
yeah, you know, that town in Virginia, in that town, and this was circulated, there is a PSYOPS facility, there is a mind control laboratory in the town in which that university is located. There is a mind control PSYOPS laboratory in the town in which that university, Virginia Tech University, is located.
And it seems very obvious that that's possible. Is, you know, you think about it, they said that he was troubled. They sent him to some type of facility, which probably was some type of state thing there, which could have been a part of the PSYOP thing you're talking about, if that was him.
Let me say, look, Blacksburg, Virginia, has an access denied facility, and I'm reading from an email here from Mark and Kathy Phillips. Do you remember Mark and Kathy Phillips? That they were a mind control program.
Yeah,
they were turned into MK Ultra victims by the Central Intelligence Agency.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I am reading from an email from Mark and Kathy Phillips, dated Monday, 16th of April, 2007, Blacksburg, Virginia, as disclosed about in Access Denied from Personal Experiences. And in their book, Access Denied, they talk about a tiny little town in Virginia, Blacksburg, we felt strongly would eventually become news. Why? Because Blacksburg houses underground in the side of a local Blacksburg mountain, the best-kept U.S. government's above-top-secret laboratory for developing, as in Kathy's case, such weapons as human-robotic mind-control programming. So, what we have there in Blacksburg is, according to eyewitnesses, namely Mark and Kathy Phillips, who they've had personal experience there, Blacksburg has underground in the side, and I'm quoting from their email, of a local Blacksburg mountain, the best-kept U.S. government above-top-secret laboratory for developing, applying, as in Kathy's case, this is Kathy Phillips, was turned into an MK-Ultra, robot, such weapons as human-robotic mind-control programming. Now, let's put some more facts together. On the same day that they took apparent, I'm going to use the word apparent, but it fits all of the profiles, including the proximity to the top-level U.S. mind control facility in the Blacksburg Mountain. Across the globe in Japan, in Nagasaki, Japan, a similar mind control assassin who was a member of the Japanese Yakuza, which is a member of the Japanese mafia, was mind maneuvered into a rage and assassinated Mayor Ito, who was the mayor of Nagasaki, was Japan, who was running for re-election and who was a leader in the Japanese anti-nuclear movement.
That happened on the same date?
On the same date. And it's the same people, the strings. It's the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency. I was in Japan, and I was in Okinawa, and we went there, and we spoke at two universities, and we brought forth the Okinawa Nuclear Free Zone Resolution, which is to abolish all nuclear power plants, all nuclear weapons, and all depleted uranium in all of Japan, including Okinawa. And we watched CIA flights land, those flights with the torture flights. We watched them land at the Okinawa, their five U.S. bases on Okinawa, and we watched those flights land there. And in Japan, the U.S. is trying to foster a tremendous nuclear power plant program now for purposes of depopulation, because nuclear power plants are like a low-level nuclear war.
Right, and see, this is the thing, too. See, this is the American Nazi you're looking at. It's the whole upswing of the Nazi concept from Adolf Hitler's Germany, beginning here in the United States. It was here all the way of time, but now it's raising its ugly head. And what you're saying right now, see, there are all of these things. You know, it's not a coincidence that he was assassinated by a CUSA member. The same date that this gentleman, alleged these attacks in that college university, and it doesn't make any sense either. Alfred, the stories are getting more crazier. They're saying he went to eBay to get his clips for his guns. He shot three or four times to each one of the victims' body. He had chains. He was, he was almost like a somebody similar to a Jet Li going through the campus. So when you hear things like this, folks, you just say, quick, can you do that? And it's supposed to be on Paxil or Zoltov? Come on. It's something wrong. We'll be back here after this break, 800-313-9443. We're here with Alfred Weber and John Alstas. It's my co-host. We'll be right back after this break.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect product to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function and head-on, you'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime, something river is stopping your whole everything. Band is going Dixie, go for it. You feel alright when you hear the music ring. Well, now you step inside, but you don't see too many faces. Coming in out of the rain, they hear the jazz go down. Competition in other George, he knows all the chords, and it's strictly rhythm. He doesn't want to make it cry or sing. If any old guitar is all he can afford, when he gets up under the lights to play his. He can't.
on RBN. I don't know if I... We're here with Alfred Weber and my co-host, John Alastafis. John, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Deanne.
Hey, John, do you have any more questions of Alfred?
Basically, the world is like trying to depopulate, and they're doing it falsely because there's been free energies that have been pollution-free. They're killing the trees. They're putting the chemtrails down, which I'm sure in Indonesia they contracted the Russians to stop the drought, which was being created onto them. And so they're doing it in many ways, and the war is one way to point the finger and try to put these people to justice. But they're doing it in many other ways. They're doing it in our food system. They're doing it with bacteria. They're doing it with the weather. There's many bullets being shot at us around the world. And we all have to take our best that we can compartmentally of what little piece we have and try to stop this puzzle that they're putting at us and stand up for justice and truth. And I don't know of a better way to put it than what I just said, basically. And I appreciate Alfred and everybody that's doing what they're doing to make a public knowledge and oneness that is going to hopefully create spirit to help stop this also. And,
we're going to have to stop you here. We're going to another commercial, and we'll be back. First, we're going up to the second hour here, and we will return. Callers 813-9443.
It's true. Gold.